Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Nick Allen will be here. God of Thunder had his first hits in the Deadpool with
second.
But this has been a while. G. Gordon Liddy passed away at the age of 90. How many people had him?
Oh, about five.
Five people had him. Okay.
About? All right. One, two, three, four, five, six had him.
Last day.
So it was about five. That was an absolutely correct statement.
Yeah, but you,
you said less than five.
Said less than five, yeah. So that was incorrect.
That was.
It's the last day of March, and going into April will be unless Prince Philip kicks today. Our buddy Tyler's Tupperware Turd has seven hits, not even April 1st yet.
This would be the end of the first quarter.
Amazing,
not
amazing. Deadpool, basically, yeah.
Yeah, tomorrow starts.
The second quarter of the
Deadpool.
Of the Deadpool League.
As we wrap up National Noodle Month.
Oh, we could have done that Monday.
Well, we talked about...
Or 30 days ago.
That's what I meant. Right. Sorry.
Same thing.
Yeah.
We talked about the macaroni yesterday.
Did we?
Yeah, because...
We talked about not macaroni, right, didn't we?
Well, apparently macaroni is the...
Cauliflower macaroni.
Cauliflower macaroni, my wife.
Again.
Had. Yeah. Macaroni and cheese.
Again, I will stand on my statement from yesterday.
Yeah, I'm with you on that.
No, I agree. That's cauliflower macaroni is not a noodle.
But it wasn't called a noodle. It was called macaroni. And macaroni is the shape, not what it's made of.
The shape of what?
Of a pasta.
Noodle. And cauliflower is?
Not a pasta.
Thank you.
But they didn't call it cauliflower pasta.
They didn't.
You don't call spaghetti pasta.
They called it cauliflower mac and cheese.
You don't call it linguine pasta.
No, you don't call
it. You don't call it fusilli pasta.
Yes, because the pasta is understood. That's why
exactly.
You're silly.
That's why they clarified by calling it cauliflower macaroni.
They are correct, but I don't like
it. I still say, no, not macaroni, it's not pasta.
It tastes just like mashed potatoes, don't worry about it.
It does not. Now you're lying.
With cheese all over it. I haven't tried it. My wife, I didn't eat it.
Is all pasta noodles?
I would say so.
Yeah.
But then again, that may not be true because there's probably dots of pasta.
Yeah.
And I don't know that you would call that a noodle.
Oh, that's a good point. There is. There are little,
the little
things. Yeah.
Frog eye stuff.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Now chefs are laughing.
A little bow tie.
Every time we talk about something.
Or is that just pasta shaped in a circle?
I think the only thing we're experts in is alcohol.
And because, even then, just the drinking of
just
it.
Just the drinking of it.
Of whatever's in front of us.
That's a good point, because every time we delve into a subject, the expert is in their car saying, like there's a chef saying, shut up, guys, shut up.
Right.
Yeah. And then he's got 24 hours to research it.
No, he might know.
Right, and fire off an angry email.
We got yelled at for talking about bowling. I think we got that down, except for being good at it.
I think he was just having fun.
I don't know.
I mean, how many different types of pasta are there?
Oh, that's not a good cut. Oh, not a good subject.
Oh, see, many. I looked at this the other day, accidentally.
I'm looking at it right now.
And it's a lot.
Enough to not make it a bit.
Here's why this came up. They recently added a new shape. Somebody came up with a way of making a new shape of pasta.
Well,
it's got a new name to go along with 100 others.
Well, they sell penis pasta in the stores. You see that? Not the real stores, but like in those novelty stores, penis pasta.
Well, but this one.
Penis-shaped pasta.
This one that Craig was, I saw something about it, but they had formulated the shape of this to like, for it to be able to catch the most sauce and keep it there. And it was, there was a reason for the shape of this thing.
All right.
Yeah, I kind of like the ones that are shaped like clamshells. They seem to grab the sauce a little better.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know what they call it. It's all variations.
Yeah, it has an Italian name, but we just call it shells.
Yeah, and there's bow tie pasta, you know.
Yeah, and they don't call bow tie pasta bow tie. It has a name.
What is it called? I thought it was called bow tie pasta.
Ah, and there's a box sitting in the pantry.
Yeah.
I'll call you when I get home.
Yeah, no, don't do that. Just, if you don't tell me tomorrow, I won't care either, by the way. I don't really.
Yeah.
We do a lot in the show where
farfalle.
I don't care.
Farfalle.
Yeah, it's bow ties.
That's it.
Yeah. But it's bow ties.
Farfalle.
Oh, some people call it butterfly shaped.
That might be it too, but I always call
it. But that's not the name of it. Bow tie is not the name.
Right. Yeah, but we all call it bow tie. I see in the restaurants it says bow tie pasta. So shut up.
That's what we call it,
right?
Because that's to us. Okay,
right,
Yeah, right. It's shaped like a bow tie.
I saw a. It was a great bit on the new Brian Regan special on The Rocks, and he talks about when he's at a party. He goes, "I hate guys that." Say a word, not like everybody else says it, just because they think they're smart. And it wasn't harassment, which always bugged me.
Brazil?
But it wasn't even about that. I can't even tell you what. Oh, I know what it was. We're sitting around, and somebody mentioned Genghis Khan. And then some douchebag in the circle, and Brian Regan is the best. So I'm not going to be Brian Regan here. And he goes, you know, it's actually pronounced Genghis Khan. And I didn't know that. And you know, nobody has a better facial expression than Brian Regan. He goes, "Oh, you're a douchebag, basically." And he said, "It's just," but there's a bit about that. Is it just call it like what everybody else calls it and move on? You know. And he went to another circle with a party. It's Greg. You would love it because it's it happens to all of us. We go to a place we don't want to be.
Right.
And I think I'm looking at this room.
Well, I mean, we want to be in this room, but
I don't mean it that way. But he does a bit. Watch it. It's the new Netflix special of Brian Regan, where he just goes to different circles and he has to just get kicked out of circles because he questions people why they're idiots. It's a long, involved thing. It starts out with that. Just say the word like everybody says it. Move on.
No, I know
you're just a douchebag that thinks you're smart.
I know for a fact I've gone to make pasta at the house and called out, do we want bow ties, tubes, or squigglies?
There you go.
Because that's what I got.
So you say in the bedroom too, huh? You
want
you want tubes or squigglies?
Because that's what I got.
You better make it a tube this
time.
That's
all I got.
Don't bring that squiggly thing in here.
Which of the statements below describe your marijuana consumption?
A lot.
Give him a chance.
Those two couldn't even wait for the choices.
I know.
15% of us say we use the marijuana recreationally.
Yep.
12% say that we use it for medical purposes. Yep. And I would say that, you know, you can do both.
That's the same, yeah.
20% say they used to smoke the weed, but they don't anymore. 5% of us don't know how we describe our marijuana consumption.
Those people use the most.
Yeah, I just heard we were talking about Mitch Hedberg off the air. Nick and I were. I heard a Mitch Hedberg joke yesterday just in the car. He goes, "I used to do drugs." People started cheering. He goes, "I still do drugs, but I used to also." I love that. That's a great line.
That should have been an option on this.
And that was such a great line. I used to do drugs, and the crowd crabs. So I still do drugs. But I used to also.
So 5% of us don't know about how we describe our marijuana consumption. 5% of us prefer not to say how we describe our marijuana consumption. And 48% of us say they've never consumed the marijuana. About half of us.
That sounds about right.
They never listened to Dylan then.
That sounds too. It is hot. I think that's probably right, but also it seems high.
Or not high.
There you go.
Yeah.
Ah.
I mean, Bob Dylan said everybody must get stoned.
Right.
And all these people didn't listen.
Does that include all ages, though? Because that's why, if it does, it's probably adults.
Probably,
right?
Yeah, because a lot of the older people have not.
Yeah, well, a lot of the older people have now, because older people, if you're a senior in high school in the mid-60s, you're old now. And remember that.
I guess they would be.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're not talking about people that were old in the 40s because they're dead now.
They are.
Yeah.
I went to see Dusty Slay last night. He reminded me of Mitch Hedberg.
Yeah, you told me.
Well, you can tell he was an inspiration, but it's more of like a Southern fried, like, you know,
Southern fried Mitch Hedberg.
You know, short choice. He's really funny.
Funny bone all weekend, right? Sunday,
yeah. 9, 9, 9.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
The Pentagon has confirmed that an 18-second video of three pyramid-shaped UFOs hovering over the USS Russell in July of 2019.
What's the audio sound like, Todd?
Is authentic.
Yep, go. That's authentic.
They reportedly harassed at least...
What's that look like, Nick? Because Todd has to go by the microphone. That means he's kind of goes by the camera, right?
I love the prep because the prep, like, you can tell he's getting his mouth ready, but the head's moving over at the same time.
So what are we talking about?
The whole spectrum.
So you see his lips flying at you right across the screen, right?
I got to do that for the Doppler effect.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, man, this is the end of us.
The three pyramid-shaped UFOs...
It's going to suck, man.
...reportedly harassed at least three warships during military drills over multiple days 2 years ago. At one point, the UFOs matched the speed and bearing of one destroyer for 90 minutes off the coast of San Diego, according to the ship's logs. The green-tinged video, which is now public, reportedly was gathered by the Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force... and leaked to filmmaker Jeremy Corbell.
Did you know the story, or was it something I read that any number of scientists says we shouldn't engage?
I like the idea we shouldn't either. I don't get why we do.
Because we're horribly ill-prepared for them to be way more technically advanced.
Yeah, we
than
are.
Us.
Mm-hmm. Right, we are.
Like, if they're hostile, we're screwed.
Yeah, yeah.
Well, if they can get here, they can do things that we can't.
Yep,
right.
Because we can't get anywhere.
No. No, we can't.
Not like that.
And they're thinking, oh, you're so cute. You put a little drone on Mars.
Yes.
Right. Like, now cute. You die.
You're cute.
And it took you years to get it there.
We're based on Uranus. We got you.
Now, this filmmaker also says he's in possession of three photos from a Navy ship that would show, or that show, a spherical UFO descending into the sea and disappearing without a trace.
Whoa.
Man. Are they just preparing to take over?
Maybe.
You know, if some movie thing happens in real life, you know, like where they, you know, War of the Worlds, perfect example, they go, they're in the ground, they start showing up later and attack, you know, that, just how horrible would that be? I mean, it's not, I know that we watch movies, we go, oh, it's escapism. Nah.
And I, for one, welcome our new alien overlords.
Yeah, we're just going to die.
Yeah, probably.
We're just going to die in horrible ways.
That's one of those situations where you probably just don't want to survive that.
No, not the first round. Right, right.
Yeah, like everybody wants to say they would survive the zombie apocalypse. No, afterwards, not going to be any fun.
Well, because in the movies, we eventually come back and beat them somehow. I mean, Tom Cruise wins in War of the Worlds. Of course, Independence Day, we actually win because we find out Jeff Goldblum figures it out, but you know those guys.
Mars attacks.
Yeah, Mars attack.
Don't we basically have to restart civilization at that point?
Probably.
If we're alive.
Yeah. Depending on how bad the destruction is.
Yeah, because in most of those movies, the Earth is pretty badly destroyed.
Yeah. Yeah. And then there's wreckage of giant spaceships everywhere.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, what a mess.
And they'd be reporting on it, and people would say, oh, I don't believe it.
Yeah, exactly. Right.
You sheep.
They're just trying to scare us.
Every time you do these stories, though, Craig, I know that they are people out there studying this stuff, but it doesn't seem that they ever tell us more.
If they knew more.
Well, I mean, they don't even tell us.
Well, okay,
don't you think there's smarter people with a hypothesis that would at least make more sense than what we just say?
The Pentagon's...
I'm quoting Tom Cruise and Jeff Goldblum over here. I don't know Dick.
The Pentagon's Unidentified Aerial Phenomena Task Force was formed in 2020 to improve the U.S.'s understanding of and gain insight into the nature and origins of UAPs, particularly those incursions by unauthorized aircraft into our training ranges or designated airspace.
What are the findings? I've not learned anything.
Right.
I'm sorry?
I haven't learned anything from what have they found?
Right.
What can they tell us?
Well, they probably can't tell you a whole lot.
But why not?
They're not releasing
the point is everything. That they're looking into it, and they're showing us publicly stuff that they're looking into that they don't know. You know how you start off with things you don't know, and then you learn little things here and there? That's what they're doing, learning things.
I still think they should tell us more.
That's how it works.
Tell us what you're learning.
Exactly.
Well, they're showing the pictures, and they're saying, there you go. Now, Mr. Corbell explained that they are gravitationally propelled craft that can go from space to air to sea without destruction.
Do they have an educated guess? Because I'm tired of saying the word hypothesis. Do they have an educated guess of what it might be? And would they tell us if they knew, if they had an educated guess?
Would they tell us?
Yeah.
I can't answer that.
I know. I'm just saying that's what makes me so mad about these stories.
Former intelligence director John Ratcliffe told Fox News that they're talking about objects that have been seen by Navy and Air Force pilots or have been picked up by satellite imagery that engage in actions that are difficult to explain, movements that are hard to replicate, that we don't have the technology for, or traveling at speeds that exceed the sound barrier without a sonic boom.
That's terrifying.
Yeah.
See, this is why they'll never tell us when they find, you know, when they reach solid conclusions, because mass hysteria will, you know.
And they also say that generally we're getting more of what appear to be legitimate sightings of actual UFOs than was the case even a few years ago. So there's that to go along with gaining new information as well.
Yeah.
And is the technology so advanced that it can't be like Russia or China?
Yeah, you keep thinking that, Nick.
Right.
That's what they're saying.
But if they're that far in, you know, like us living here, if those countries are that far advanced, we're screwed anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you would think if those countries were that far advanced, they would have just attacked by now.
Yeah, they would have moved in.
Yeah.
All right. Well, we got our government giving Russia secrets anyway, so they don't need, you know.
Yeah.
Our last government, I should say. We're loaded.
I'd like to see what these ships actually look like. I saw that video that was just, you know, it's a blur.
Is that what you're looking at? Oh, I haven't looked at the video yet. Okay.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to have a sticker on the outside that has, like, the name of their planet.
No, you're right. Or check out their tags, see if they're, you know.
Right.
Oh, there's not a bumper sticker that says "Go Pack, Go" or something like that.
Oh, if they're cool, there is.
Right. Right. Yeah.
There's no identifying marks like you'd put on an airplane.
Yeah.
Mother says she was trying to honor her son's artwork. She got a tattoo of the kid's artwork, and it turned out to be another kid's artwork.
Whoops.
Oh, nice.
Oh, like it brought...
Woman said on TikTok her most meaningless tattoo is the one she originally thought her son drew the design for. It's of a ghost standing next to a palm tree. The woman had that tattooed on her inner arm. After she got it, her son said, "No, that was Billy that drew that."
I watched just a quick video of these... all these tattoo artists talk about the tattoos they hate to do because they're just so tired of them. And they're all the cliche tattoos. And if you watch the video, you don't ever get a tattoo because whatever you get is going to be some sort of cliche. All these guys hate doing
it. It's not original.
I mean, every one of them says they hate doing roses. They hate doing this. It's almost a hardcore thing. I'm thinking, and I started getting mad at the tattoo guys when I watched the video. I'm thinking, well, you guys just don't want to do anything then. I mean, it's, so what if you're bored with it? Somebody might want that.
Do your job.
Know? Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, they think they're going to paint a masterpiece.
Well, they just get tired of doing the same thing all the time, you know. Skull.
Well, that's called having a job.
That's it. And when you watch it, it's interesting to begin with, and then it becomes like whiners. I'm thinking, you're lucky people are getting tattoos all the time, and they are. I mean, people love tattoos.
You chose to do that. I mean, you knew that.
You're right.
But you know artists are like that as well, though.
I know.
True.
I mean, we're dealing with artists here.
Now, they don't tell the people that when they show up, hey, I want a rose here. They go, oh, Jesus,
that's dumb.
They don't go
yeah.
another rose again, you know. Yeah. But they, if you, I can't remember where I saw it. I might even saw it on TV.
Like, great, another Kiss Army shield.
Could do this in my sleep.
There's a...
Well, you could be an artist, or you can make money.
Well, a lot of them do both, obviously, sure. But you're right. I mean, it seemed like whiners at the time, you know.
It's, not everybody's coming in and getting, like, an original piece.
No, you're right. Right.
Yeah, but and I would imagine if you, like I remember a few years ago, there was, like, a big tattoo convention in town.
Right,
and a bunch of nationally known tattoo artists came in. And people would you know, plan their whole thing, wait in line to get these guys. I would imagine if you're going to that extent to get those guys, they probably are doing more cool, original stuff.
If you let them do that, but a lot of people know what they want.
True.
You know, they know what they want, you know.
But if guys like that are in demand, they can
make a bunch of money.
We're not going to do that. I don't want to do that.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, they were making big-time bucks. Yeah.
No, you're not having that dude do the exit-only tramp stamp?
Probably not.
Yeah. No swastikas. You know, I'm not going to do that one either.
Yeah. Well, the latest hot chick trend I see is, you know, they get something written on the, like their rib cage.
So, my son just got another one, and my daughter got another one, too. And they were tasteful. I think my daughter's is really nice. But tattoo. That sounds horrible. But she said, my wife was telling me they were there, and this skinny kid came in. Skinny young kid, 17, 18, with his parents. If you're under 18, you got your parents have to sign off of it. And the kid wanted something on his rib cage. And the place said, no, first of all, you're too young. And second of all, the reason they don't do rib cages on young people, not just, I think, well, because I just assume, because they're all going to get fat anyway, so you don't want to get down your rib cage.
That ain't going
to
hold,
right,
man.
Right, because a lot of waitresses in certain places have that rib cage tattoo. Apparently, that's the most painful place anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh,
sure.
Anywhere.
Bone and skin right there.
Yeah. And especially if you're skinny, you know.
Yeah.
There's no fat there at all.
There's no padding there whatsoever.
I assume, my original thought was, you're not putting on skinny 17-year-olds because they become fat 25-year-olds, you know.
Right, 400 cheeseburgers later.
The guys I know that have a bunch have always said, like elbows.
Yes.
Ankle bones, places like that. Like where the bone is right underneath the skin is just painful as hell.
I'm lucky I didn't get a tattoo at that age. I was wearing a t-shirt at that time that said, Limp Bizkit is better than everyone. It's not a time to make permanent decisions about stuff on your body.
No, you're right. Not when it comes to bands. My son got one for my dad, and my daughter got one for my dad, too. That'll stick with them for life, so I have no problem with that. But you're right, Doug. If you're putting a Limp Bizkit
on
your...
Need a Fred Durst tattoo.
If you put a Fred Durst tattoo on your ankle at 16. And I'm not even hammering Fred Durst so much. It's just the fact that remember what this is going to be like.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Things change.
Yeah. Things do change.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
Hey, it's Todd and Tyler, and our podcasts now are easier than ever to find.
Just download the iHeartRadio app and search Todd and Tyler.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.